The Anchorage Police Department says it arrested 34 people for driving under the influence during the first weekend of an expanded effort to crack down on drunken drivers. There have been 5 drunk driving deaths in the city in the last 2 months. The new effort includes 5 additional patrol units made possible by a state grant. By comparison, that's 13 more arrests than the previous weekend. The department will continue the expanded patrols through the Labor Day weekend. APD Chief Mark Mew says volunteers are also driving the streets and reporting drunken or reckless drivers.
The idea is these folks will call in their observations. All that is recorded in our dispatch center. So if the observer volunteers can follow these vehicles and report their various driving problems, that's all recorded, so we're getting a live blow-by-blow description of the driver's behavior that all builds the probable cause that the officers will need to make the stop when they arrive. Then they go off and look for another one. And so we hope that we will keep the officers we have dedicated to enforcement busier, because the calls will basically be lined up for them. Instead of going out and having to find one on their own, the callers will be calling in, and they'll be able to go from call to call to call. And we could do 2 things then. Drastically increase the number of arrests each officer can make in a shift, and also provide a deterrent effect. That's really the better tool. If we could get people to think twice about getting behind the wheel when they're not sober, that's way better. Prevention is way better than trying to arrest our way out of the situation.
Have you been able to figure out at all why we're seeing what seems to be sort of an uptick in this kind of behavior? Is it just a growing population, or is there something else going on?
Well, it's too soon for us to know, because this is really a very recent and but quite intense turnaround. We actually thought up until 8 weeks ago that we were doing pretty well and may have started to turn the curve on this. 10 years ago, we had 20 alcohol-related fatalities in Anchorage. By 2012, we had 1. Now, we were going for 0 that year. We called it our 0 for 12 campaign. We missed it by 1. That person killed only themselves, but still, it was 1. We're trying again for 0 today, this year. That's calendar year. And then we had our first 1 8 weeks ago.
I know that it's early on because you just started this program, but if it works well, do you see that there might be other avenues that you could use some of these graduates from the Citizens Academy? I'm thinking about the Sexual Assault Task Force. Do you think that there could be a time that maybe the Citizens Academy folks might get involved in that regard? Or are there other ways that Anchorage can help itself with this chronic problem?
Well, certainly. I mean, what we're trying here is a classic community policing approach to a problem. And where that could go, you know, who can say? But you bring up sexual assaults, and that's a good one to bring up, because these are our 2 priorities right now, the 2 we're talking about here, sexual assaults and fatality alcohol accidents. Those are our 2. If you look at the pin I'm wearing right here on my shirt right now, every officer in the APD is wearing this pin this year. It on the banner of this pin are radio codes for those 2 things, sexual assault and vehicle alcohol fatalities. This is to remind ourselves every single day when we look at each other that those are the 2 things that are more important than anything else. So we're already trying to work on these issues. And the situation downtown gets better when we put an army of officers down there. And we did that last weekend. And when we come down there, we usually hear from the bar owners on the spot, and I'll hear for several days afterward how much they appreciated the fact that we were there. When we're there at bar break in huge numbers, we keep the lid on things. But taxpayers footing the bill on that. So if that's the business model, then I think the businesses should be paying for us to be there. The people who are drinking there and the bars that are making the money on that should be offsetting the expenses for us to clean up the consequences of that business model.
Mark Mew is chief of the Anchorage Police Department.